This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago, where research meets real-world impact. The master's program in social work blends classroom learning with extensive field education guided by faculty known for groundbreaking research. Applications are open at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future.
When Chicagoan and U.S. Army veteran Miguel Perez Jr. was deported from the country he fought for, his community rallied to bring him home. His case garnered national headlines. In 2019, Governor J.B. Pritzker pardoned his drug conviction, clearing a way for the combat veteran to become a U.S. citizen and return home. Perez Jr. died unexpectedly last month. Yesterday, during a Veterans Day celebration in Little Village, his friends and family and elected officials gathered to celebrate his life and his legacy. Maria Inez Zamudio has this remembrance.
Se ve, se siente. Miguel está presente. Se ve, se
On a windy, cold day, dozens of veterans, some wearing their military uniforms and medals, gathered to celebrate another Veterans Day by honoring immigrant soldiers. Green Card veterans, founding member Julio Cortez kicked off the community memorial on Tuesday.
Miguel Perez Jr. served two tours in Afghanistan. He came home with wounds you could not see, scars you could not hide, and instead of receiving the care he earned, he was betrayed by the government he swore to defend.
The wounded veteran fell through the cracks multiple times. When he was at war, former President George W. Bush promised expedited naturalization for active military members like him. That would have prevented his deportation years later. But that did not happen. After war, Miguel returned to Chicago with a traumatic brain injury. His oldest daughter, Daisy, remembers the difficult transition.
I noticed that my dad had a lot of paranoia, lots of paranoia. He's like, where's that phone? Where's that ticking from? And there's nothing on. The house, it's like 6 in the morning. We're all still sleeping. What do you mean you heard something tick? I witnessed a lot of things.
Miguel sought help, but it didn't come soon enough. He started self-medicating, using drugs, which eventually landed him a 7-year prison sentence. Since he was a legal permanent resident, his felony drug conviction led to his deportation. I started interviewing Miguel in 2017 when he was inside a federal detention center in Wisconsin. He was deported in March 2018, and I was one of the first people he called. He was fearful of returning to Mexico, a country he left as a boy. When I visited him in Tijuana in 2019, I saw firsthand the depth of his PTSD. WBEZ chronicled his mental health struggles while living in Tijuana after being deported. A few months after my story aired, his family and friends successfully advocated for Governor J.B. Pritzker to pardon him, clearing the way for Miguel to become a U.S. citizen and return home. Senator Tammy Duckworth has a long history of fighting for Miguel and other deported veterans. She even spent Veterans Day in Tijuana with Miguel and dozens of other deported veterans in 2019.
Miguel responded to extreme hardship with courage and determination. He took responsibility for his mistake. He paid his dues to society, and he dedicated himself to serving his fellow immigrant veterans who have been left behind by the country that they were willing to defend with their lives. Look, if you sign up to fight for this country, you should be able to count on your country fighting for you, too.
Duckworth has introduced multiple bills to help deported veterans, including one that would allow them to obtain a visa to access medical services in the U.S. On Tuesday, she handed a framed photo of herself and Miguel sitting in her D.C. office to his family. She says she admired Miguel's activism.
He could have been bitter after what he was forced to endure. But that wasn't who Miguel was. No, instead, he chose to keep fighting for this country that had betrayed him. He turned around to continue his service by advocating for his fellow immigrant veterans.
Duckworth said she vowed to continue advocating for veterans like Miguel in honor of his legacy. For WBEZ, I'm Maria Inez Zamudio.